Okay, this is Parak Vav Hilchos Kelim. In this parak, the Rambam is going to talk about Kelim, that at what point in their process of being destroyed do they lose the status of being Kli that's subject to becoming Tameh. So, Lachal, Klo Kli Shenitma. So, anytime a Kli is Tameh, or the Nishvar Achar Shenitma, and let's say it breaks after acquiring the status of being Tameh, the Nifsada Tsurasa, the Tashmisho, Tahar Bishvirasa. So, let's say it loses its form, and therefore it primarily cannot function anymore as a receptacle, it is considered tahor in its broken state. So too, a kli that was tahor that's broken, so all the pieces that are broken are no longer, are incapable at that point in time of contracting any type of tama. So what is exactly the minimal amount of breakage that's required by a wooden or a container or a container made out of bone, via tahor and tahor, kol kli bali batim shiron kirimon. So any kli that's owned by a private person, the shear is the size of a rimon, a pomegranate. Ketza. So what does this mean? Mishinakev a kli moti rimon tahor. So when there's a hole inside the kli that's big enough for a pomegranate to fall through, it is now tahor. Rimon shamru, and this pomegranate we're speaking of, benoni, it's medium size, lo gadol lo katan, it's not big or small. Lefi dasara, based subjectively, via bekli shlosh rimonim achuzin zebazeh. And what it called, we're talking about a situation where, let's say, there are three rimonim in the container, one attached to the other. Now, nikaba kli v'motzi zayis v'sasmo, let's say a kli became tameh, and then what it called, it had a hole in it, and the hole was big enough for an olive to fall through, but then I went ahead and sealed it. And then once again, another hole opened up and for an olive to go through, and I closed it up again. And what do you call it? Basically, I kept fixing it to the point where if all the olive holes combined together equal a rimon, even though it is now sealed, tahor, why shehare nasilo panim gadashos? Because what we basically say is this is a brand new kli at this point. Halacha gimel, kelim shasan mitchila nikuvim b'motzi rimon. Let's say a kli was made with in a fashion to allow for things the size of pomegranates to fall through. Going to solve a pachash of gemalim, v'afi poros. These are different kinds of baskets. For instance, there's a basket made for camels, etc. The kablan tuma. So here's the thing: they require tuma achiyikra ruvan. In order for them to no longer be considered tame, most of it has to be torn. So let's say I have a trellis, okay, and let's say there are reeds attached on the above. Ulamata and below lechazek to keep it strong to horos. In such a case, what it called the apiporos are still tahor. Asalhan gafim. Let's say a frame was made for the trellis kol shehen any size apishakul nakuva. Even though the whole thing has holes in it, kimotzi rimon for enough for a rimon to fall through. Mekabelas tuma. This trellis does acquire tuma. Lachay kol akeim shehen dechol nakav rimonim. Now let's say there's a kli and the hole in it is the kli itself is not able to go ahead and contain a rimon, gona rova, bachati rova, bakanunim, akatanim. So these are examples, a container that can only have a fourth of a cob, for instance, or these baskets made out of wicker, shirma motzi zayis. In these cases, the measurement for the hole to make it considered broken is the size of an olive. Negamu shepsuchayan, right? So even though, let's say, the borders of the kli are destroyed, in this sharpa hankadei the kabel kol shu, as long as there's enough that the kli can contain any small amount, it is considered tamei. So these are bread baskets, shiurin kikara shalpas. So the shear for their tahara is, can a loaf of bread pass through the hole? Kupa hagananim. So this is a, what do you call it? A bushel that a gardener uses, mishatotzi agudo shal yarek tahara. So when bunches of vegetables can fall through the container, then it is tahara. L'shabale batim, for a private citizen, b'motzi tevin. It's enough for a bundle of straw to fall through. Shal blanin begavva. So when it comes to people working in a shvitz, it is enough that the leftover stubble part of the straw can fall through a hole. Not clear. Lachaz beis ka'aros. So a chest that's used to hold bowls and pots, she'ina and plates, she'ina makabal ka'aros, that is no longer able to take them. Hol makabal tamchuyin. But let's say it can hold other types of pots. Raise a makabal tamchuyin. Let's say again, let's say the chest is made for holding plates. Right, but I also store pots in there, and let's assume it's no longer able to hold the plates, but it can hold the pots. It's tamei. V'chein beis harei, shein mekabel mashkin. So too, let's say an outhouse, a chamber pot, for instance, that I'm not able to, let's say it's not able to keep urine inside, makabla zarei, but it is able to store feces inside it, harezi makabla tumma, such a kli is still susceptible to tumma. Lachates kol kli eitz shenechalek l'shnayim, any wooden container that is divided into two is tahor. V'apish makabla al dafnosan be'ulfsin. So it's considered, even though it's divided into two, and each, what do you call it? Even though each one of its walls can serve as its own container, it is considered tahor. Chutz mekelim shel eitz, except for these types of wooden vessels, shechetzen miksasan kli bifnei atzmo, that half or a part of it is its own individual kli, mitchilas asiyasan, from the point of origin, originally making it. So for instance, a gun, a shulchan, a kafel, right? So like a table that's doubled over, shemitchila nasa shnei chalakim, that it's actually made as two tables, so to speak, right? Nikval benifshat, it's just that when I spread it out, it comes as one. We're going to tamchoy, hamizonon, also when it comes to certain types of pots, etc. Shu ka'aros, ka'aros, that basically are, it's like a case for plates. And in each section, there is what it called an area for bowls to be stored. We're going to kise a kafel close to a little, so to a chair or benches double over, etc. So to again, another wooden container for bottles and cups. Let's say shenifkas achasmen. Let's say one of the containers, let's say it's a multi-container box, one of them gets ruined, tahor. Benochibro the sharbatim is not considered attached to the other two. Nifkas hasheni, let's say the second one, in let's say a series of three, gets destroyed, also benochibro below, it's now tahor. Nifkasu shloshan kulon tahor, and if all three get destroyed, the whole kli is tahor. V'chein kol kliyot v'kelim ke'ilim. And this applies to all other kelim like this. Lach yud, mishafela shem sasiya gavoa v'zabizhea, you read this. Let's say I have a crate made out of wicker material, and let's say I use it to, what it called, sprinkle fertilizer on my fields. Let's say it is upright and the sides of it are a little lower. And let's say one side of it is what it called ruined. Tame, why may she make a bell sasheni? Because the second side could still hold fertilizer. But now if the second side also gets destroyed, the whole thing starts. When part of a table or a counter that I put drinks on gets destroyed, until it gets separate into parts, and each part is separate from its other part. If one of the feet is removed, then it is tahor. So to the second, if the third one leg is removed, and assuming it requires three legs to stand up, now let's say with all three legs removed, it's lower now, but now it's fixed on the ground, I think I can eat on it, like I think of it as eating on like a board, then it's mekabel tumah. If not, if I don't relate to it that day, v'im lav tahorin. Halach yud alav clay nisarim chinaflu sifsusay torah. So let's say again, I have a utensil made out of a wicker material, and let's say what it called the borders of it come off. It's tahor v'nishar maksam sifsusay and kol shuv mekabel tumah. As long as a little bit of the seal on its border remains, it is able to contract tumah. Halach beis tabla shemila etzim. Let's say a serving board is filled with little pieces of wood, v'taka, right, and that they're attached to it. It is tahor. Chifa benisarim, but let's say it's covered with boards, mikavel tuma, then it is considered something that's roi for tuma. Safsal shenisfarik tahor, so that is a bench. Let's say it breaks apart into pieces, it's tahor. Sargalo v'mashichos of l'chavala mikavel tuma. So if it is tied together with ropes, for instance, it is then able to receive tuma. L'chidata salm shal gemolim, these are camel baskets put on top of camels. Hitiron, let's say, what do you call, I release them, tahor, now they're tahor. Chazav akashan, if I go back in time up again, mikavel tuma. They are mekabel tuma, nimsu, mistamen, and mistaren, afil esrapam yom. And it's actually possible by these camel baskets that they are contract tuma and then go back to what it called being tahor multiple times in one day. Finally, lachat esvav, hashulchan, o hadolfaki. So when it comes to a table or a counter for drinks, shechifam bishayish, bishayir behem makom anachas, let's you cover them in marble, but the place for the cups, right? Hakosos, mekabel tuma. That area is mekabel tuma minchipa kol tahor. But if I cover the whole thing, then it's tahor. Bemitzibi omed, bemitzibi shein omed. Whether the covering is something that is made to last or not, bein shechifa es levazvas bein shelo chifen. Whether he covered what he called the frame or not, bein shahayu shel etzim chashuvin kigon ashgarah kliyotzba. Whether it's from good valuable wood, bein shahayu shel sharitim or not, ho v'chivan kulan. As long as I cover the whole thing, it's tahor. Kamosh miyarnu, like the Rambam explained. That's Parak Vav, and we'll continue with Parak Zayin tomorrow.